This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Islamic State group's leader has appeared in a video for the first time in 5 years. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria, and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings, for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. intelligence officials are aware of the video, but have not verified its authenticity. Japanese Emperor Akihito will step down on Tuesday in an unusual move that has stunned the Japanese public, because typically emperors reign until death. Reuters Grace Lee explains Akihito's decision.
At 85 years old, Akihito has had heart surgery and been treated for prostate cancer. Ultimately, he says he's afraid he can't carry out his duties as a monarch, and many Japanese sympathize with him, but not everyone.
When the crown prince ascends the throne tomorrow, Japan will celebrate with a lengthy holiday, 10 days straight, with markets closed. More rain is in the forecast for northern Mozambique, where the death toll from Cyclone Kenneth has jumped to 38, as flooding and pounding rains hampered efforts to deliver aid to a badly hit area several days after the storm. An estimated 160,000 people are at risk from the second powerful cyclone to hit the southern African nation in just 6 weeks. Aid workers have described total devastation in the area. This is VOA News. Spain's ruling socialists were weighing options for forming a new government on Monday after they won a national election but fell short of a majority in the deeply divided parliament. That could spell prolonged political uncertainty. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is weighing his party's options, and Reuters' Isla Binney has more.
Pedro Sanchez has not put his cards on the table and committed to anything at this point. He even said when he came out to speak to his supporters on Sunday night, very elated from the result, because he did win a good couple of million votes more than the nearest political force that was behind him. He said that he wouldn't put up what in Spanish politics is often called a safety cordon around any options.
That's Reuters' Isla Binney. The deputy prime minister in Spain has said that the socialists will try to govern alone. A plot to bomb a Nazi rally is thwarted in Southern California. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force in the Los Angeles area stopped a would-be pressure cooker bombing of a Nazi rally planned for Long Beach, California on Sunday. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Army veteran Mark Domingo, who converted to Islam, wanted revenge for the New Zealand mosque attacks. He adds that an undercover officer had been working with Domingo, who thought he was getting a number of improvised explosive devices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Family and friends gathered Monday to remember synagogue shooting victim Lori Kay. The AP's Mike Gracia has that story.
A packed congregation gathered Monday at the Chabad of Poway for a memorial service for Lori Kay, who was killed in a shooting at the Southern California Synagogue on Saturday. Hannah Kay said her mother lived her faith.
Everyone was her sister. Everyone was her trusted confidant. Everyone was her friend.
Lori Kay's husband, Dr. Howard Kay, implored anyone with hatred for others to change.
Turn your life around. Come back into the real world, the world of Lori, which is peace and love on earth.
I'm Mike Rossia.
Police in Bangladesh say security forces killed at least two people suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant group behind the 2016 attack on a Dhaka cafe. Police say they raided a hideout suspected of belonging to Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh early Monday in the capital's Basila neighborhood after receiving a tip. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Washington's decision to end Iran oil waivers to China will not have a negative impact on the latest trade talks between the two world's leading economies. China is Iran's largest oil buyer. Pompeo added that the U.S. would ensure the global markets for oil are adequately supplied. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.